Something for the weekend on Saturday. It's Trina. Damien Farrelly is back in with news from the net. Morning, Damien.
Morning, Trina. Here we go again. These weeks are flying.
Aren't they just? What do you have for us today?
I tell you what, Lorraine Kelly is lovely on the telly. She's pretended to be nice in the telly, but being nice has gotten her out of paying her £1.2 million tax bill just because she's Lorraine Kelly, lovely on the telly.
Oh my God, I heard about this one during the week. So basically, you know Lorraine Kelly, the TV presenter, you know the way there's certain people who get tax exemptions because they're actors.
An artist.
So she's saying, well, actually, when I'm doing my TV presenting, I'm only pretending to be Lorraine Kelly. It's a persona. I don't necessarily like the people that I'm interviewing. I don't necessarily like the food that I'm eating, but I have to pretend that I like it.
Yeah.
Therefore, I'm kind of an actor and I don't have to pay tax.
So, that must be the same kind of exemption over there, because I know there's something similar here, but I don't know if it's as strong as the one in the UK. But basically, she doesn't want to pay a bean tax.
Doesn't want to pay. And she's after getting away with it.
Yeah.
It's so lovely to see you.
And you.
It really is.
Dominic is so good in this. He's so
brilliant.
Funny.
Do you know, it got rave reviews to this film because it's funny. So lovely to see you.
Oh,
come back
you,
and see us really soon, and good luck with everything you do. Oh. It's a great film.
I cannot stand Lorraine Kelly.
Why? Now you've said it.
She acts so like sweetness and light and pretends she loves everybody.
How you doing there?
There's no way she likes everybody, and now we've found out it's all been a fib.
But as you know, Trina, the main thing is to be, when you're on the radio or on the telly, you have to be happy. Happy, happy, Lorraine Kelly.
I know, but she'd make you sick, wouldn't she?
I kind of like her. Sometimes, do you know what? It depends on the kind of mood I'm in. Now, not that I have a whole lot of time this weather to be looking at Lorraine. There were the days when you'd just be able to roll around in the bed and flick around the TV remote. But unfortunately, those days are long gone.
Oh, yeah. And do you know what other show I can't stand, Damien? All round to Mrs. Brown's. Now, I love Mrs. Brown's boys, don't get me wrong, but then this other bloody spin-off, I can't stand it. The stupid reggae thing. Oh, no.
I'm not saying this to be controversial, because I'm not controversial. I'm Mr. Fence Farrelly, right? I don't like Mrs. Brown's boys. I don't know why. Now, that's only me, and I'm sure Brendan O'Carroll would forgive me, but here's the thing, he's the nicest man I ever met in my life, because you know when you're in college and you have to go on out now and take a week's DOS and go out and do work experience. I remember when I was in college, it was the early 90s, and I headed off, there was a thing called, it was
1890s.
Stop, Trina. It was, well, it could have been, because it was a tape recorder. They used to call it a Marantz, right? And I don't know, did I write to him, ring? I don't know how I got in contact with him, but Brendan O'Carroll arranged a meeting. I think he used to be a waiter in it, in the Shamrock Bar in Finglas. And I turned up and I had to get my sister's friend, who used to have a Corsa, by the way, an open Corsa called Snowy. Don't know why I remember that. But she brought me in Snowy to the Shamrock Bar in Finglas to meet Brendan O'Carroll before he got famous. And he was the loveliest and soundest. Now, he was hugely famous doing the gig circuit around the country, and he used to be all saying the bold words and all. But I'll never forget him for meeting an 18, 19-year-old, because he was bothered and he cared. Because he knew everybody.
Nice.
Everybody needed a leg up.
Yeah, no, that was nice.
You know, it's a laugh too. I hate it. It actually drives me mad.
Now, Damien, what else do you have for us?
I tell you, it's a long old list I have today. You're not an adult, say the boffins, until you reach the age of 30. What a load of old codswallop. You're not an adult until you reach 30. I was married at 27, so was I not an adult when I went down there? So can I withdraw the contract?
Well, I suppose when you think about when you were in your 20s and the things that you did then, the decisions you made, would you still make them in your 30s and your 40s?
No, I don't know. I think you have to live your life twice. That's one, I always say it. And I've been honest, at 18, I hadn't got a clue. We had a career guidance teacher. What do you do at the weekends, says the career guidance teacher? I collect a bit of glasses and do the hotel and catering for Farrelly. Next. And I did it for a while and I left it. That's because I was stupid at 18.
Well, speaking of hotels, Damien, apparently there is a list of things that we should not be stealing from hotels. There are certain things you can take. So what can we take and what can we not take?
Do you remember the one in Friends? Ross brought all the, what did he bring out of it? He brought everything out of the hotel.
Everything. Do you ever walk past the cleaners in the hotel and they have the trolley with all the stuff?
And they're in the room cleaning. Do you rob off the trolley?
No, I don't.
You do.
I do.
You do. You're a trolley robber.
No, I'm not.
Do you do that?
No, never.
And what were you going to say?
I was going to say, do you ever see them?
I do.
In the corridor.
Yeah.
End of conversation.
You rob off the
trolley. Tell me, what are you allowed to take from hotels and what are you not allowed to take?
Well, I don't know, but all I know is that we've a pair of Great Southern Hotel slippers at home. Two pairs of white slippers that says...
we have a towel.
a couple of towels. Do you know what I love? The soaps, because they just look fancy.
I think you're allowed to take them. You're not supposed to take the dressing gown.
All right. Yeah, we've no dressing gowns.
You're not supposed to take
the towels. Maybe we've won.
You're not supposed to take the iron or the kettle.
I wouldn't do that.
No.
In fact, they say the kettles in hotel bedrooms,
come here.
They say they're dirtier than the lip of your phone.
I could embarrass somebody right now by telling a kettle in a hotel room story, but I won't.
Really?
But suffice to say, this person confused it with the bathroom.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, stop. Do you know what I heard about them? Hotel kettles. I'm not putting you off of you. Have a lovely weekend away if you listen to us on the way, right? People boil their knickers and dirty socks in kettles to clean them. Well, when they're, do you know the way you forget? That's what I heard once.
And I love a cup of tea when I go
so
away,
so
but
right.
I just can't use the kettle anymore.
There you go.
Thanks, Damien.
God, okay.
When are you back in the radio?
Back tomorrow morning at 11, from 11 o'clock with Classic Hit Sunday. Maybe you'll be listening, waking up on a Sunday morning after the Hoolina hotel room. Don't make tea. Get the porter to bring it up to you from reception.
It's something for the weekend on Classic Hits.